Oh, bless your heart. Vivian will do the table for January. Thank you very much. I learned very early in my life that when I was growing up and went off to university and my brother stayed at home,
he used to hate this because he was known as Johnny Nelson's brother. I was on Hymsing, and at that time that meant something. And so he was just my brother. And now I'm known as Gary's brother because he's really something. And when I was thinking of how we could introduce Marcia, well, she's merely known as the mother of the Levesque Trio. That's how we know Marcia. But Marcia was the nurse at Luther College High School for a number of years, and then she stepped down, and now she is working for SGI. She is a nurse, and she'll tell you a little bit more about what she does. They're very active. The family is very active in their church. And, of course, we know all about the three girls, who will be our guest artists for Christmas Glory on December the 14th, and we look forward to that. So without further ado, I introduce Marcia Levesque, and she's going to come and share with us.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. Oh! As you know, or you will get to know, I am very outspoken. I'd like to thank John for actually asking me to do this. As I look around the room, I thought to myself, what can I teach this group? Nothing. There is about 500 years of knowledge and wisdom that I'm looking at. And that is marvelous, wonderful. I am blessed actually to be in a room with such knowledge. So I'm here to talk about health and wellness. What I'm going to do is I will just kind of like give you an overview as to things that the city offers for seniors and how to connect with these groups. First off, I'll just give you a little background about who I am. I've been in Regina since 1996. I'm originally from England. My parents are Jamaican. So I was born and raised about 10 years old in England, and then we came to Canada in 1974. And I've been in Ontario. I met my husband in Ontario. He is from Quebec. We met in the military, which some people find that really interesting. So from there, my husband right now, he is a vice principal at Centennial School. He had been teaching for a while. So when we came to Regina was not the first choice, especially when you're from Ontario. Okay? When you think about the provinces, it's BC, Alberta, Ontario, Quebec. Okay, so it was a big change. But I am very glad to be here because this is where I had two of the three girls. And I was able to finish up my nursing because I did it as I got married, as I had children and everything else. So Regina has blessed me greatly. So, with further ado, my topic today is the Trinity of Health, body, mind, and soul. Okay, so the first thing we're going to talk about, or I'm going to just kind of ramble on about, is the body. And we all know, well, I am learning as I get older, there are things that I cannot do anymore. I can either learn it the easy way, by saying no, or the hard way and do it and hurt myself, okay? My kids really laugh at me because I have done some strange things in my life recently, because you know when you're when you have teenage children, they think that you can't do anything anymore. Yeah, yeah, I'm at that stage. You guys have, you all know that. So what I want to say is managing your mobility with your body, managing your mobility, nutrition, those two things are so huge. Huge, huge, huge. You know, when we talk about the Bible, we see how old these guys were. 930 years old. The other day in my job, I have the privilege to actually look at different drivers and medical conditions. And I was so blessed, I had to stop and take a step back and say how God was wonderful. I actually appraised a medical for a driver who was 102 years old. No mental or memory problems, physically fit. Not even high blood pressure, physically fit. So that had to show me, that showed me that yes, just because we're older, it doesn't mean that we're done. We can be very active. So as we're looking at managing mobility and nutrition, I don't know if you guys are familiar with what Regina has to offer in terms of seniors' activities, but I did write down a couple of things that I noticed. Has anybody ever heard of Senior Physical Activity Sampler or the Seniors Active Living Guide? These are within the city of Regina, okay? It's also a part of the Supporting Retirement Program. I do have a number. These are things that okay? Because I actually like going to these things. Anyway, so these are programs that the city offers, all right? They also offer housekeeping skill, housekeeping services, home help services, sports, culture, recreation. There is actually an event going on this evening at St. James, and it's a square dancing. I don't know how many of you like dancing. I certainly do. I really do. I like ballroom dancing. Unfortunately, my husband doesn't. I'll tell you a story. I actually signed up for the ballroom dancing program in the city. I didn't know it was like a social group as well. So when I had a partner, that partner was a little bit too friendly. I didn't know what to do, so I didn't go back. So I like ballroom dancing, but my husband actually, he had said that he's going to do that with me. Okay. So we have, there's a seniors dance on the 28th, which is on Friday, and that's at the Eastview Community Center, and that's on 6th Avenue. And then they have this board game where you can actually go into Boston Pizza, and they've got all these different kinds of board games going on, and then you can actually join a game. So these are things that it's very important as you get older to be very active with your mind, very active in your body. I know we've all had a wonderful meal, and right now it would be good to go home and have a nice snooze. Oh, yes. Yes. And that's what Elizabeth's food does all the time to me. And that's a wonderful thing. So before I go further, because we're talking about body, I would like everybody to stand up. Yes. Now these are the simple little exercises that you can do, okay? And it's not lots. If anybody has difficulty with raising their hands above their their arms above their shoulders, don't do it. Just go to the side. But we want to do a little stretch. Everybody stretch. And we're all going to go, oh, oh, yes. And then we're going to move to put our hands towards the sides. That's it. And then we're going to bring it to the front. And we're going to turn our wrists, wiggle our fingers. Then we're going to put our hands down to the side, shake our shoulders, you know. Oh, yes, I feel that crack. Ooh. Boy, that's good. Now, that's as far as I'm going to get you guys to do, because, you know, I don't want to call 911. Okay? All right, so everybody have a seat. Okay, so those are the kind of things that we need to motivate ourselves to get out and do. Okay? So now I'll get into the mind. Well, like I said, the mind. The biggest thing that happens for everybody is depression, anxiety, and of course dementia. In my job, I have to appraise medicals that have a little bit of mild dementia. I don't consider that a negative because I wish I had dementia with my three teenagers. Okay? But that's not going to happen. The depression is more where I'm heading. Okay? Yes, I can be very cynical with my girls because, you know, boy, oh boy. Wow. Teenagers. Anyway, so when we're talking about mind, when we're talking about the mind and we're talking about depression, everybody experiences depression. Everybody does. Everybody. Yes, exactly. It's normal. But it's what you do when you're having the depression. You can either go further into it or you can either say, yes, I'm upset. Yes, this is not right, and do something about it. I've talked about anxiety. Everybody experiences anxiety. I experience a little bit of anxiety. Well, not a little. A lot with my girls. They're beautiful girls. They are. They are. They just challenge my mind. They are my mind challengers. So, again, we do have in the city Alzheimer's Society of Canada. And when we're talking about the mind, one of the things that really exercises the mind is, if you've ever heard of the game Sudoku, crossword puzzles, a lot of reminiscing, love reminiscing, all of these things is what we do daily, but it has more impact than what you want, what you think. I have two parents that I love dearly, and they are actually retired long ago, and they are now living in Jamaica. That's where they're originally from. And it's very, very difficult to be so far away from them, and they are going through mild memory impairment. Okay. And it's that, like I said, mild, it's not everybody does experience, like when I'm talking to my girls, I forget who I'm talking to. And I just say, you, the middle one, what's your name? They figure it out. So, you know, everybody goes through those things. So as long as we keep our minds active, my father continually plays Sudoku. That's what he does. He can sit there for hours on end and play Sudoku. His mind is very sharp. My mother is very good when it comes to numbers and doing the books. Very sharp, yeah. So how do we manage anxiety? Well, you know what? I realized that eating right, exercising, sleeping, those things are really, really, really good. That's how we can manage the body. When we get anxious, breathe. Just breathe. What do we tell pregnant women? Well, I do. Breathe. You're anxious, yes. Breathe. Relax. Be mindful of awareness. So sometimes things that we focus on, we can get so anxious about it, and we don't know what to do. So what do we do? We have to shift our mind. Isn't that what teenagers do? Isn't that what young adults do when they don't want to listen to you? That's what my kids do. Not listening. I'm not listening. I've shut down. So in some level, that is an anxiety that they're feeling because they don't like to be told that they're wrong. Well, they are, or they're being corrected. So they actually do what I'm telling you guys to do. So anytime a young person comes to you, just tell them, talk to the hand. That's it. I'm off. Okay. Focus on what your surroundings are. I find that if you're anxious about something and it's causing you to just be off balance, close your eyes and start thinking about what the air feels like. What smells am I smelling? What conversations am I hearing around? Just take yourself away from that mind that's continually trying to keep you in that state. Okay? The difference is knowing not to show anger. Okay? Fear of anger produces anxiety. Did you guys know that? I just learned that today. Fear of anger produces anxiety. Yes, because when I get angry and I try to keep my calm, it creates more anger. So what I've learned and I've justified, I can get angry. I can tell my kids what what to do and what not to do, and then I'm okay. They may not like it, but okay. So understand, just because something makes you angry, and I know this is a generation because my parents do the same thing. You're very tolerant. I guess maybe because of years of the knowledge and the behaviors, it's just old, so you don't bother with it. Good for you for doing that. But for the ones I'm speaking to that have not acquired that skill and are angry and just stay angry and not do anything, please, you have a voice, say something. Okay, so don't listen when worry calls your name. So if you're worried about something, worry about it for about 10, 20 minutes. Think of everything you want to worry about, 10, 20 minutes, and then stop it. Wow, it's so quiet in here. This is too serious. Okay, I need to liven. You guys are too serious. I'm a prankster. I like making jokes on my girls. I like embarrassing them. They're so sweet about it. Yeah, they are. Oh, yeah. I just love it. I will, for instance, we could be shopping and there's a friend or at church and I make a compliment. I don't know what I did wrong. I turn to a young teenage boy, they're there, and I say, oh, you're looking very nice today. Mom, stop it. I'm giving a compliment. No, Mom, that's just awkward. Have you ever heard of the awkward turtle? Whatever the turtle is, but whatever it is, yeah. Well, that's what they would say. I said, oh, no. I think giving them a compliment is wonderful. Anyway, so the last thing when we're talking about the Trinity of Health is the soul. And that's the Word of God, which is food to us. And I find that when we go through things, if we know the Word, we can get through it. Simple scriptures that you say to yourself every day. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. That's why I can stand up here and I can talk and I can laugh and I can not take things that people say that are mean seriously. Yes, it can hurt, but if I can remember, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Focus on Him, and I'll be okay. A scripture that comes to mind is Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:7. Does anybody know that one? For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So when those anxieties happen, when the older adult children for you, when the grandchildren for me, when the teenagers, I will think twice and say, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, or the joy of the Lord is my strength. Another scripture, Nehemiah, the joy of the Lord, 8:10. And of course, today I am very joyful, very happy to be here and enjoy and partake of this wonderful food. There's nothing more than having good food, good fellowship, good talk, a couple of laughs. We need to take that time and do it. And I commend John for doing this, the luncheons. This is wonderful. If anybody has any questions, you can talk to me. But I think I have questions for you because, like I said, you guys have a wealth of knowledge. And I really honor and respect that very much so. So if there's any little tidbit you need to tell me, gold nugget, I will be more than happy to put it into my little bag and use it on my children. Seriously. Okay, well, I think that's it. I made it short and sweet because I figure, you know, when I lived up in northern Alberta for a while amongst the Mennonite community, which was wonderful, they call it a Marischlup, meaning Low German, meaning nap after lunch. So, yeah, Marischlup. Yeah, I learned a little bit of Low German. So, with further ado, I will hand the mic over to... And enjoy your afternoon. Drive safe. The winter weather is good for us. It keeps us firm. Keeps us, yeah. Thank you very much.